Imagine something happened so dang embarrassing that you can never show your place in that spot again. It could have been something that happened while you were sober. Maybe you were intoxicated or under the influence of something. Bottom line, you're like, you know what? Well, that's great. I can never go back there again. Or maybe even somebody embarrassed you and they did something, but you were there and it's like, I can't show my face. 833-JOE-ALEX. I am hoping and praying for Joe Wants to Know today that I am not alone, but I'm willing to share this embarrassing story. And at first, Alex is like, no, we just talked about this. I'm like, Alex, no, we did, but this gets worse. I've been seeing a chiropractor and I really like him. He's a good guy. He does good work, but I've been having a lot of problems this past week or so with something different. It's my legs kind of pinching and going numb on my left side. It's like a sciatic nerve. So we've been working. Now, a few months ago, I talked about this at this same chiropractor. I had to go to the bathroom. I had a lot of coffee, and I had to go number two, okay? And I did a courtesy flush. I did all the things that you usually do, but something happened where the toilet, I flushed it, and it got clogged. Mm. And then the water started to rise, and I was just, I was like, dear baby Jeebus, please, just split the water like you did for Moses. Just stop the flow of water. And I was able to turn the knob, and eventually I was able to plunge it and got out of there. But I had to, like, find a plunger. It was really embarrassing.
Yeah.
So I honestly thought about never going back, and I didn't. But a few months later, fast forward to today, and I'm having these back issues, so I went back. Yesterday, we did a lot of work. I told him, like, look, dude, I got to head out of town for a wedding out of state. I'm going to be just really traveling a lot. I need to be able to, like, not have this pain. He's like, okay, man, we're going to fix you up. And we did the usual routine, which usually always helps, but we did some more in-depth stuff. He did something, I don't remember the exact procedure or what this device is, but you wrap like a giant kind of like a compression thing around your back, all the way around your side and your stomach, and it has like a string that goes all the way down. Now, you're laying on your back at the time.
Okay.
And it's almost like a medieval torture device where it pulls you. Like, you keep your arms locked in, but it kind of pulls your lower half to help with decompression, like to accept, you know, like separate your spine a little bit.
Yeah.
Because everything gets all pressure on one on top of each other. It felt really good. Almost hurt, but it was a good hurt. And I was good. And he's like, all right, man, let me help you up. But I could feel, just sitting in that position, I'm like, you know what? I don't think I want him anywhere near me because something's about to happen.
Just, no.
It's a weird position, you know? And it did happen. I am sitting there. He gives me the hand to help me up. Like, here you go, bro. And I'm like, I know I'm good. He pulls me up halfway up.
Are you kidding me?
Alex,
I cannot keep going back there. There are plenty of chiropractors in the city. Find someone
else.
But
I'm friends with this guy on Instagram. Like,
See, this is where this stuff bites you in the ass, literally, because you have to follow everyone you barely even make eye contact with on Instagram, and then you have these embarrassing moments, and then you're stuck with them forever. Because then it's even weirder if you unfollow him.
I saw him on Instagram, though, and I saw some of the work he did. I'm like, I want to go check that guy out. So.
Why?
That's how I connected with him.
Why would you do that?
People network on social media all the time. They hawk crap all the time.
I do not like following my boss on Instagram. I don't like following anyone that does anything. My dentist, doctor, whatever. I don't follow those types of people on Instagram because then you have these weird things that happen. What if you want to change places? Then it's awkward.
833-JOE-ALEX. That's a decent point, but that's not my concern. That's not my question. My thing is, who else has had this problem? Who else had an experience somewhere where you can never show your face again? Because I have an appointment today at 1 o'clock, and I'm going to conveniently cancel that and just be in pain for the rest of my life and never walk right.
Just go to a different person.
Well, it's the same people. It's like it's a select few group of guys and girls that are chiropractors there. And Alex, it couldn't have been the worst like time. Like, I didn't want him to help me get up. I wanted to do it myself because I knew I just felt a little rumble in my tummy. And he pulls me up, locks arms, and is like, getting up. I'm like, oh. And I just talked. I talked like nothing happened. I tried to talk through it, play through the pain. But he totally knew I let a juicy one rip.
Ew.
And I didn't mean to. I'm not trying to be gross. It just happened. It happened.
I'm sure they're used to that.
I don't care if they're used to that. I'm not used to that.
I don't know if they are or not. I know therapists and yoga teachers are used to it. I don't know about chiropractors.
I'd be the same way. If I was doing downward dog, Alex, and the pressure of the air was just right and I poofed.
Therapist. I meant massage therapist. Sorry.
No, yeah. My poor therapist is like, yeah, Joe farts all the time when he's in here. It's really a weird process. You okay over there, snorty McSnorter?
It's so funny.
Am I the only one? I think I'm the only one. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex show. Hey, turn your radio down. Who is this? I'm trying to find out, like, what's your embarrassing thing? You can't go back anywhere. Who's this?
Hi, my name is Carly.
What happened, Carly?
So I went to a massage appointment for a one-hour back massage, and it was a total day of pampering. And before my appointment, I had gone to have my hair colored, and I had it crazy purple and blue colors put in. And this was about an hour before the appointment. And then I have my appointment and everything goes great. My masseuse is an absolute gorgeous specimen of a man. Tall, shaved head, muscles, just gorgeous, friendly human being.
Kind of like me.
And of course. So I get through my appointment and we say our goodbyes and I start to leave and I walk past the mirror. And when you're face down on the massage table, you don't really think about it, but my hair had stuck to my forehead, and they keep those rooms really warm.
Yes.
And so I had sweat, and when I stood up, my entire forehead was purple, only I didn't know. I didn't realize until I was on my way out of the building. So I'm sitting there talking to this gorgeous man with a purple forehead.
Oh, my gosh. You look like a freaking Teletubby.
And I had been to that man two or three times, and I loved him so much, and I have not been able to bring myself to go back since. And it makes sense now why he was looking at me funny.
Oh, no.
You're like, I must got it going on today. Pampering myself paid off. He is checking this out.
Yeah, I've had something like that happen, but it was like a booger in my nose or something like that. I didn't know the whole time I was talking to somebody. Those moments are humiliating.
Oh, God, they're the absolute worst. Let's go to Kathy. Hey, you're on the Joe and Alex show. What do you say? You think I need to go back?
Absolutely, Joe. I mean, Alex is a little vain, so of course she would not understand this, but you're a funny guy, you're a big guy. They relieve pressure on your whole body. Of course there's going to be like some kind of tooth every once in a while, but women have their legs up in the air, and you think that when the doctor is doing their stuff inside there that women don't, like, you know, let a little air out, and we have babies, and the doctor sees our stuff, and we let out stuff that, I mean, don't be vain about it. It's a fart.
If I did the Q word in front of somebody, I'm driving off a cliff.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Driving off a cliff.
I can imagine Alex.
Never. I didn't need the sound effect. Never.
Hey, Kathy, thank you for calling into the Joe and Alex show. Ashlyn, hey, we'll wrap it up with you right now for Joe Wants to Know. Where is the place you can never go back? You embarrassed the crap out of yourself. What happened?
I went to get my belly button pierced, and I have a nervous stomach, so I was laying down on the table, but right before he pierced my belly button, I farted.
Oh, my God.
You just have to leave, right? You just get up. You're like, you know what? Second thought. I'm good.
Well, it actually happened twice. And yeah. So, I just acted like nothing happened, and I got it done, and I left.
Are you like Liv the Web Girl? Because sometimes she gets like what we call nervous farts. Like when she gets nervous, she'll let one rip.
Yeah, sometimes.
Okay,
yeah, that's what happened.
You're not alone right there. Well, I'm glad to see that I'm not the only one that struggles to control gas inside their body. So that was kind of a selfish Joe Wants to Know, but you know what? I needed it.